It's time for the segment of the program where I talk about some interesting internet headlines that occurred and caught my eye this past week. Moldova's government, I hope I pronounced that country's name correctly, their government, well, they just quit. In Ohio, America, a train derailment occurred. Kind of like that Netflix movie, White Noise. Reminds me of the 3 Mile Island in that movie, The China Syndrome. The F1-W14 2023 Mercedes-AMG Patronus racing car made its launch debut. If only electric Nikola semi-truck had been real and not a scam. The European Commission proposed tighter CO2 rules for heavy-duty vehicles this week, mandating that all new trucks reduce emissions by 90% by 2040, basically banning combustion engines. And they picked this 90% number because the technology to replace the combustion engines, it doesn't exist yet, making important transport illegal to be replaced by uninvented technology. Huh. Seems like kind of a backroom shady kind of business deal and, oh, backrooms. Trending was 17-year-old Kane Pixels, the backrooms creator and big movie studio A24, that might be making a movie out of it, yada yada yada. Reporter Seymour Hirsch, something something something. Big crowds in Copenhagen, Denmark for Great Prayer Day, which their government is attempting to abandon so that they have more money for killing. And that has been the internet headlines this past week.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, struck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Get down, turn.
I'm gonna get my tips, and then I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna get a new job, maybe take some time off to learn and burn. I got something rolling around, and I'm feeling good. Don't we all need some time to unwind, take the edge off? Yeah, I want you here. Why don't you call in sick? Maybe you could just quit. Maybe that's what I did. Don't it make you wanna do, honey? Something for you.
This is a coaster. turn onto Main Street of the ghost town. A consolation, the old man's out of prison, in time for Thanksgiving. Mama can't stop grinning, say what you want, but a winner's a winner.
Just a relic in the ghost town. the science guy.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown, where I give myself 60 seconds to talk about cool scientific discoveries that happened across the planet this past week. Now, there's no way I can possibly get all of these scientific discoveries and put them all into 1 minute. I would have to speak super fast and in many different languages. But we're gonna pick some interesting headlines, and hopefully you find them interesting too. The reason why we're using the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song is because the actor who played Bill Nye, well, he got an honorary degree from the university where we're broadcasting from, Simon Fraser University. All right, let's give this 60-second science countdown a going. T-minus 7 seconds.
T-minus 7 seconds.
More moons have been found orbiting the planet Jupiter. A ground-penetrating radar from China's Martian rover Zhurong took pictures of the subsurface of Mars, underground up to 5 meters deep. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover assembled a bunch of soil sample tubes. An Indian-German team of researchers, including Seng Kingberg scientist Dr. Ralph Britz, Dr. Rajev Raghavan from the University of Kochi, and Dr. Nilesh Danhanukar from Shivnadar University in Delhi, they found a new species of fish, Horoglanus populi, a catfish, measuring no more than 32 millimeters with no eyes and a blood-red body. There was also a robotic bird that teaches young zebra finches other birds to sing, and that's from Leiden University, and that's been my 60 seconds.
Hello, this is Devo. We would like to say things go both ways. New ideas, stupid moves, nightmares or dreams come true. Mucho work, minus play, tension mounts in a twisted face. Dark clouds in the crystal ball, tension mounts in a foreign place. The screw turns, someone calls.
Saying that it's done, voices whisper, others grin. Something's funny at your expense again. Don't you lose it, now listen to us. Everything's gonna be alright. Take a break, take some time. Everything's gonna be alright. Don't you lose it, remember to take.
Thank you.
it's time for some upcoming events, concerts, holidays, and more. Today is BC Family Day, everybody, as well as Happy Black History Month, everybody. September 23rd, the Arctic Monkeys are coming to the Lower Mainland, and so is Wise Blood for their tour that is called In Holy Flux. That's in March. For the gamers out there, Nintendo Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom release date trailer for their new game available May 24th. Destiny 2, though, is out February 28th, and that's been some updates on some upcoming events, concerts, holidays, and more. Oh, and Easter's on its way. Well, listeners, thanks for listening to me croon on for the past hour and the tunes that I chose to play. This is UJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. Stick around for Typically Tuesdays. They're coming up next. We respectfully acknowledge that we're broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Isles people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lamb. If you want to find us online, we're at cjsf.ca, or you can find us on the SoundCloud to get previous recordings of our programs, or just check out cjsf.ca.
You are listening.